Welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was Saturday night, the second of a doubleheader against Sheffield Steelers, and Brayhead Clan came away with a 5-3 win to return to the top of the Elite League. It was a very dominant first half from the Clan, Frank Doyle proving his worth for the Steelers with save after save, and it was the Steelers that took the lead early in the second period. Darrell Hay, assisted by Jonathan Phillips' backhand pass, sending the puck into the top corner of the net. On 38-28, Jamie Fritch played the puck in for Matt Keith to redirect it past Doyle to equalise. It was Clan's first goal in almost five periods against the Steelers, but Robert Dowd finished at the back post with a following an intricate build-up from the Steelers with 30 seconds to go of that middle session. Lee Esder's got the equaliser for the Clan 90 seconds into the third period. Great work from Stephen Meyer down the inside right. Esder's right in front of the crease to bundle in from close range. Then Neil Trim scored on the power play in 48-06, set up by Scott Pitt following some quick movement of the puck. Derek Rail shot on 52-25, a shot from the inside right, left Doyle beaten once again to make it 4-2. Then Matt Haywood scored with an empty net goal in the final minute to make it 5-2. Jay LaTulip scoring a consolation for the visitors, but it wasn't enough as Brayhead Clan won by 5-3. We'll get reaction from both camps very shortly.
We're ready.
Two fantastic games this weekend. What was your take on tonight's performance?
I thought the ref's performance was outstanding. It's a shame that he dictated who won the game. I thought both teams played well enough to win the game. There's a few calls in the third period that I don't really know. So again, I think both teams played well enough to win the game, so it could have gone either way, but I thought the reffing played a part of it, and it's a shame for everybody in the game.
What do you do under those circumstances when you feel the officiating is not going your way? Does that change tactically how you start to line up and how you start to play things?
No, I mean, you can't get too much. You can go a little bit more aggressive in some areas, but, you know, there's nights where we'll get the benefit of the officiating and we'll be on the flip side of the coin. So, you know, it might sound like a little bit like sour grapes right now, but that's kind of the way I saw it. Again, both teams played well enough. I'm not criticizing their play. They did a lot of things better tonight than they did last night. So, you know, he could have gone either way, and I don't think the 5-3 was, you know, first goal.
Clan coach Ryan Finnerty joins me now. Ryan, a 5-3 result tonight. Great performance, especially in the third period. Lots to be positive about.
Yeah, obviously pretty short staff there tonight, and to come back against a team like that is it's good. You know, we haven't been playing well. Stuff that, you know, hasn't been going our way, but we needed a result tonight for sure, and we got it. We got a big performance from our big players. You know, Matt Keith had what is probably arguably his best game of the year, and we needed it tonight. We needed the points tonight, and we'll take that and move on.
I mean, Frank Doyle looked unbeatable for long spells in the game last night. Were you starting to worry about running out of ideas in terms of how to break them down?
Yeah, he played incredibly. He made some unbelievable saves, but so did Jonesy. Yeah, I know he's a good goalie. He's a great goalie, and last night he was fantastic, and tonight he was good. And I thought once we got to him, we opened up a little bit more. I thought we had a few more chances. Once, you know, we're a bit of a momentum club. When we score some goals, we tend to come at you pretty hard. And, you know, it's one thing we haven't done lately, and it was nice to get a few on the power play.
How important was it to get a win over the Steelers? I mean, Clan are still up at the top end of the league, looking to challenge this year as well. How important was it to get this kind of win tonight?
I think it was important. It's massively important, you know, for our confidence. And with everything that's kind of gone on the last two games, you know, and, you know, obviously the Fitzgerald thing and the emotions from that and beating that team shorthanded tonight, you know, we lost two more guys during the game. You know, we were down to four D-men. It's a tough battle, and I thought, you know, you got to give credit to how much energy we had in the third period. You know, I thought they looked a bit more tired than we did, and, you know, we came at them, and once we got that lead, we were able to sit back and defend. And, you know, obviously sometimes when you get that, you get caught. But, you know, other than a little turnover there at the end, it didn't matter, you know. But, no, it was a good game. I thought it was one of the better games, you know, as a coach I've seen. Pretty fast, pretty end-to-end there. Like I said, they're a great hockey club. You know, they're probably the best we've seen in here.
It's the sort of game that gets the fans coming back, isn't it? You know, end-to-end stuff, lots of action, lots of talking points as well.
Yeah, you know, it was a good game. They're a good hockey club, you know, and I thought in the third period we looked back to ourselves where we were confident, we were making plays, we were attacking the zone with speed, we were transitioning well. We hadn't been doing that lately. For whatever reason, we kind of lost our mojo there, and that's what, like you said, losing does that sometimes. You lose a couple and you feel sorry for yourselves. It's a long road to get out of it, but I thought tonight in the third the guys came together, and, you know, we were mixing and matching every line and power play, and we didn't have a whole lot of, you know, with the way we had, with our numbers we had, we didn't have three fluent lines, you know, almost all night. We were playing with eight and seven, and but, you know, they stuck to it. Our big players came to play tonight.
How do you reflect on the weekend as a whole? It was a disappointing defeat last night, but you've turned it around tonight. Would you look at it more as a positive than a negative?
I think, yeah, anytime you know, our goal ultimately with these guys is to split. You want to win your home games and you know, your Sheffields and that. And, you know, at the end of the year when you play them four times, a 2-2 against Sheffield is good. That's a good result for us. And, you know, we're still in the hunt for where we want to be. We got to now go down there and get a big win. But, you know, that's later down the road. So, yeah, you got to take the positives. You can't sit here and dwell on it's our first home loss last night. We felt we had chances. We were in the game and. But we ran into a hot goalie in a cold power play, and that's the difference, you know. And tonight I thought we got back to playing more of our style, and we looked like the old team and a team that was playing with some confidence. And it's good to see now. It's just it's up to us to keep it going.
Is this a message to the rest of the league that Brayhead Clan are in this title race?
No, I think people know who we are. I think people know where we're at. But, you know, to talk title races already, it's a season early. You know, one day you're in first, the next day you're in fourth without even playing. So, you know, it's for everyone else to talk about. It's a long, long ways away, and we just got to make. Right now, more importantly, we got to chip away and get back to playing. You know, that offensive style that we want to play. And I started seeing it tonight in the third, and we, you know, next this week in practice, we got to look at ways to build on that. But we'll take this win, and we'll get off that little bit of a slide we had, and move on, and adjust and get ready for Cardiff.
Thanks very much, Ryan. I'm now with Clan player Ben Davis. Ben, how big a result was that for the Clan tonight?
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, Friday didn't go our way, so to get back on winning ways is a good thing, especially on home ice. Yeah, so yeah, it was huge for us.
I mean, talk about last night's game in relation to this one. I mean, 2-0, was it 2-0? Did Clan deserve to get a couple of goals maybe in that game?
Well, obviously they scored their goals. I think we were unlucky not to score any ourselves, so... So the way obviously they scored two, we played a pretty solid game defensively and just obviously didn't score as many as we should have. So.
But what a third period, though. Great turnaround, 2-1 down, going into the third period. Esders gets that goal right at the start and it all kicks on from there.
Yeah, definitely. The guys just built the momentum as the period went on and it was good to get a win.
I mean, Sheffield Steelers are going to be up there in the title. Is this a message to the rest of the league about Brayhead Clan's title credentials?
Well, yeah, for sure. Obviously, if everyone looks at the table now, we're at the top. Half of the table, we're up there.
Top, we are top.
So, yeah. So, yeah, we got to just keep going as things go on, take every game as it comes, and fingers crossed when it comes to the business end of the table, the season, as people say, like February, March. Hopefully, we're still in contention. So, yeah, it is. Obviously, Sheffield have been putting results together, and for us to get a good convincing win there tonight, yeah, I'm sure other teams will look on.
You know Gerard Adams well, the Sheffield coach, from your time together at Cardiff. How will he be feeling tonight?
I know G very well, and obviously, same as any coach, you're not going to be happy with a loss. So, I don't know.
Good enough, that's honest.
Yeah.
So, day off tomorrow, the rest of the league kind of fight it out amongst themselves. What's the plan?
My sister's up visiting for a week, maybe go do something with her tomorrow, and just chill out, and then back to training Tuesday.
Do you switch yourself off from it completely, or do you like to see what's happening a bit later on once the matches are
I'll keep an eye on the matches, I'd suppose, but for the most part, I'll switch off. Yeah.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Ben.
No problem. Thanks, Ben.
So there we go, that's the reaction from Brayhead Arena tonight on a night where Brayhead Clan won by 5-3 against Sheffield Steelers. A big night in the Elite League title race. My thanks to Ben Davis, Ryan Finnerty, and that interview with Gerard Adams you heard there, that was with Jerry McLaughlin of Clan TV. That will be going up during the course of the next couple of days as well, along with the highlights too. So don't forget to watch those when they go up. The next game for Brayhead Clan, Cardiff Devils, come to Brayhead Arena next Saturday. That's the 29th of November. Tickets are available now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700. That's 0844 499 1700. Or you can buy directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. And tickets for that game will also provide entry to the charity hockey match match between the Scottish Police ice hockey team and the UK Firefighter ice hockey team. That's a face-off for 4:30. And it's a match that's fundraising to mark the first anniversary of the Clutha disaster. That's next Saturday, the 29th of November. And £1 from every ticket sold is being donated to the charities. The evening will also include a raffle and merchandise stall with gifts and prizes donated from local stores and businesses. That's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications tonight. Brayhead Clan winning by 5-3. My thanks to you for listening. Bye for now.